Well, I'm with Oliver Townend, not a bad end to the dressage.
Yeah, no, very happy with him. He's becoming established in that phase, and yeah, I think he was very, very nice again. He's getting stronger and stronger. He's still only 12 this year, and I think there's still improvement to come. I don't think we've seen the best of him yet, but he's still pretty fantastic.
Well, from where we were watching, it looked pretty special. How did it feel out there?
Yeah, very, very good. Almost a little too relaxed, really. If I could have my time again, I'd go in and get him revved up a little bit more, because he's, you know, was definitely on the relaxed side. But at the same time, we are where we are. This is Burley. It's only the first day, or, you know, there's two more days to come. So we shall see.
Obviously, the big crowd's coming tomorrow for the cross country. For people who don't perhaps know much about cross country, what is it like to experience that course?
It's something that's second to none in the world, really. It's our Wimbledon, our Grand National, our Hickstead Derby, whatever it may be. It's just a very unique event. The terrain here is different to any other five-star in the world, so it's a true tough test and definitely the most difficult event in the world to win.
And plans for this evening, obviously. Do you rest? Do you walk the course? What happens?
Yeah, I'm going to walk the course as soon as possible and wheel it and make a plan and hopefully stick to it.
Any fences that you've seen so far that you're looking forward to or apprehensive or think may need that bit of extra attention?
I don't really think like that, to tell you the truth. Every fence from number one to whatever the last one is, you know, is needs jumping and needs jumping clear, and you can't relax at anyone or even think about enjoying anyone. You know, I'm just here to get around clear and as quickly as possible and hopefully see where the rest end up.